Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
86409. And hello, Jody. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Richard Covington.
Thank you. And please verify your address.
3900 North Stockton Hill Road, Suite V as in Boy, 320, Kingman, Arizona, 86409.
Thank you. I've located this account. If you'll give me just a second to look over the account details. And may I ask the reason for your call today?
Cancel. I didn't properly read the terms and conditions. And I didn't want to have to pay $60 a month for it. So I feel a need to cancel before you're out of any money by sending me a drill set. And so I decided to call you straight away.
Okay. All right. So I've located this account for a Makita drill set, and looks like there was an entry sweepstakes for that drill set, but I've canceled the account effective immediately. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Yeah, give me one moment. I'll go to my notepad in my phone. Okay, what is the name of the company that I'm... Okay, I'll just put Makita, M-A-K-I-T-A. Okay, Makita. And cancellation number. I'm ready when you are.
All right. C as in cancel. 260.
C.
Five.
Hold tight. Not so fast, please. Mm-hmm. 260.
560.
560.
467.
467. I'm going to read it back to you. Charlie, 260-560-467.
That's correct, yes, sir. And there'll be no further charges. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. You just have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.